MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Kobus Lutz, CEO of Pan African Resources. Results for 6 months ending December: revenue up 157%, HEPS 511.7% higher, and a maiden interim dividend of 12 South African cents. Kobus, appreciate the time. Staggering numbers there, and we'll delve into some of those. But let's touch on first the all-in sustaining costs. That under pressure, almost $200 above the top end of the range. What's driving the costs higher?
You know, Simon, I wouldn't say that the costs are under pressure. The reasons for the overshoot's quite well explained in that the rand's stronger.
Yeah.
You know, can't do much about that. The share price has increased massively. So the staff, sort of from an option perspective, there needs to be some accruals. And then sort of we were buying in some third-party material sort of at a higher cost, but still so great margins, plus royalties that were higher as a result of the gold price. And 90% of our production came in at $1,700. Yeah. So the only bit of the portfolio that came in above that really was Sheba Consort at Barberton. But, you know, compare that to the international sector, $1,700 or $1,800 is very competitive. It's very much on par with the international average.
Yeah, and as you say, the very vast majority coming in at $1,700. Let's move to the good news. I mean, gold has been in an absolute tear. What was the average price you received during the period?
So I'm at about $3,800. So it's still quite a bit less than the current spot. So, you know, that coupled with obviously forecast increased production, further increased production in H2 should position us very nicely for the second half and then obviously also for full year results.
So here's the question, which I probably know the answer to. And I know you just closed your hedge book a year ago. I mean, gold is, let's call it $5,000. It's there or there's about. Any thoughts of hedging at current levels, or you're happy to... I was going to say take the risk, but I don't know how much risk there is at a 5,000 gold price.
Simon, it's a good question, and it's very sort of, if one looks at the numbers in terms of hedging and the cash flows that you lock in, it's incredibly attractive. But, you know, that being said, the feedback from most of our shareholders that they buy Pan African to be exposed to the gold price and to be exposed to production growth that we've been delivering. And as you say, I mean, at the end of this month, we have no more debt. We are unhedged. So we're going to, if all things being equal, we should end the financial year with a really healthy cash balance. And that's despite, obviously, a lot of additional growth. So it's not our job to call the gold price. It's our job to sort of safely mine as much gold sustainably as we can and increase production, which we've been doing. And at $1,700 or $1,800 all-in sustaining, we're very competitive. And even if the gold price was to go down, we'd still have excellent margins.
Yeah, 100%. And to be clear, the hedge that you closed last year wasn't locking in gold price. It was around borrowings and the like. So 100% take your point. Shareholders want that exposure. You mentioned the balance sheet. I mean, debt was down to $46 billion. As you say, it'll now be gone. You've declared a maiden interim dividend. There is very, very strong cash generation at these levels. And I mean, even at the 3,800 level, never mind the 5,000, there is massive cash generation and opportunity here. You're doing some feasibility studies. You're looking to expand some operations, perhaps Australia, Soweto cluster as well.
Simon, we've given a very clear growth path for Australia. We could not have bought this asset at a better time, even if we had a crystal ball. And we're going to do about 50-odd thousand ounces, say 40, 60, 50,000 ounces we expect for this full year. But then we've mapped out growth to 100,000 ounces over the next 3 years. And that excludes any additional production from our Warrego copper gold project. Mm. Obviously, copper is also flavor of the day, but our focus is very much gold. So yes, that's one very exciting growth opportunity or initiative rather. And then we've, as you say, mapped out a couple of others. We're going to start slowly developing the Royal Sheba ore body at Barberton. It's low grade for Barberton. Anywhere else in the world, it would be very attractive, mechanized, quite big, 700,000 ounces sitting there. So we've started developing Royal Sheba. And then also looking at the Soweto cluster, which is part of MTR. MTR sort of has been one of the most successful projects in South African mining over the last years. So that's quite exciting. And then looking at longer dated projects such as the Poplar at Evander, it's 6 million ounces at 7 grams a ton. It's a staggering deposit.
That is huge. You mentioned copper there. I mean, you're getting a fair bit of copper out of the Australian operations, but it really is... To be clear, copper price is doing great as well. But for you, it's like a side hustle. I mean, it's not a focus by any stretch. It's a byproduct from mining the gold.
No, at this point, Pan-African's a pure gold play, yeah. And that's the way in which we intend to keep it, other than sort of growing the likes of a Warrego. But even that project by itself has standalone attractive gold grades.
Yeah. You mentioned Evander there. I mean, there's been strong production, as you say, across all the various different divisions. Evander, most notable turnaround, that really is working nicely.
It is starting to come together. It's a really a quality ore body. I mean, the B-line, we're mining on 24 level. If you see the Kimberley Reef, it's really impressive. So it's not the easiest of assets. We've invested a lot of time and capital, mm-hmm. but it's a long-life asset. It's the Evander Basin is probably out of all of its basins, the least exploited, and it still presents a lot of opportunity.
And much of this expansion, we've touched on the fact that your balance sheet is going to be completely ungeared. This expansion is happening from cash flow. So it's not, in other words, sort of risking the business. You do expansion, if gold was to completely collapse, you could put it on care and maintenance, and it wouldn't sort of threaten the operations more broadly.
Well, I hope I never live to regret this statement, but I'd be very surprised if we ever saw gold collapsing to anywhere close to our all-in sustaining costs. And because we've been spending such a lot of capital, investing so heavily in the business, we can also sustain a bit of a downturn if we had to. If you look at our low-cost production, the likes of Elikhulu, MTR, and Australia longer term, we're sitting at $1,400 all-in sustaining. That's world-class.
Yeah, and to be clear, gold is currently $1,200 above what you received for the period. So the full year numbers are going to be staggering. And as we go forward, we'll leave it there. Kobus Loots, CEO of Pan African Resources, appreciate the time. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.